Thank you, Wall Street. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's amazing. Nobody is protesting Thanksgiving this year. Usually I see somebody on TV complaining about how it ought to be a national day of mourning because the pilgrims colonized land that wasn't theirs. But not this year. It'd probably be redundant anyway because now just about every American understands what it is to lose something you thought you owned. Now there's something to be thankful for. The lesson about the fleeting nature of wealth. Thank you, Wall Street, for the reminder that the only real security in life is a functioning family and a few good friends. They're not backed by giant companies. They don't provide pie charts or quarterly reports or prospectuses. You can't use them for collateral or to boost your credit rating. They're just there. They may not be rich, but at least they're honest. You realize that what these banks and investment houses had going was literally a massive counterfeiting operation where they created money out of nothing and called it a credit swap. It's as if half the currency in America turned out to be counterfeit, so much of it that the government had no choice but to make it legal tender. Oh, the officials say they'll never let it happen again. No, there'll be investigations and consequences and safeguards. But I think it's going to be a long time before ordinary people trust the stock market again. And I keep hearing that if you think this is bad, wait till you see next year. So let's give thanks for family, for neighbors, who are the only true security, and especially, let's give thanks that it's still 2008, because I hear 2009 is going to be a b**. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.